This is regional coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. New University of Missouri System President Timothy Wolf takes office today. A Rockbridge High and MU business graduate, Wolf comes in with 30 years of experience in the tech business. He served in executive positions at IBM and Novell. Concerning UM's system's budget constraints, Wolf says he's familiar with working with limited resources, with lack of investments and lack of revenue. He says he hopes to facilitate conversations that could lead to solutions.
It was always a challenge of making difficult decisions and making trade-offs. My background has taught me that it's better to get a collection of intelligent people, stakeholders around the table, and talk about what the alternatives are and what the opportunity is in the marketplace.
The UM system is facing a 7.8% budget cut. Wolf is the system's 23rd president and replaces interim president Steve Owens, who will now return to his post as the general counsel. The state Senate is moving quickly to try to postpone Missouri's candidacy filing period because of uncertainties over the state's new legislative districts. On Wednesday, the state Senate suspended its normal operating rules to give speedy initial approval to a bill that would postpone candidacy filing to a period between March 27th and April 24th. A second Senate vote to send the bill to the House is expected tomorrow. The Columbia School Board is dealing with some backlash after deciding on boundary lines for 2013. KBIA's Wendy Mader talked to the future principal of Battle High School about the changes.
Dr. Kim Presco is currently the principal at Oakland Junior High School and will take over at Battle when it opens in 2013. She says she worked closely with the committee that drew up the new maps.
One of their challenges was to look at the number of students that are on free and reduced lunch, because that there's a high correlation between that and success rate on standardized tests.
But under the maps approved Monday, the amount of students on free or reduced lunch programs are still not equal throughout the district. Presco says the committee did the best it could, but did not want students to drive long distances to school. She says boundary lines will not stop students from being able to participate in activities at other schools in the district.
We know we're not going to have a swimming facility, and Hickman has a swimming facility, but we'll make every effort that if someone wants to take swimming and that's something that they're dead set on, we're going to shuttle them to Hickman to be involved in that class.
While the committee tried to eliminate long-distance traveling for students, some will still travel to high schools further away from the ones they attend now. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
A Missouri state senator says religious groups should be able to receive state funds to operate their schools. Republican Scott Rupp calls the ban outdated and discriminatory against religious institutions. He says they should be able to educate students in unaccredited districts if they got state funding. Attorney General Chris Koster is urging Missouri lawmakers to either find a way to make the state's second injury fund solvent again or to get rid of it entirely. The fund provides payments to workers with previous disabilities who are injured on the job. The Attorney General's office manages the fund, and Koster says it's been losing money ever since lawmakers capped the amount of money Missouri businesses have to pay to keep the fund afloat.
The fund takes in $43 million a year in revenue, has $77 million a year in expenses, has $160 million in unrealized liabilities, and has $9 million in the bank.
The workers' comp bill in the Missouri House contains language designed to reduce costs related to the second injury fund, and Senate leaders say they're preparing a standalone bill to address the fund. Koster made his remarks during an appearance today before the Missouri Chamber in Jefferson City. The Democrat is also running for re-election as Missouri Attorney General later this fall. A Missouri state senator says religious groups should not be barred from receiving state funds to operate their schools. Republican Scott Rupp of St. Charles and Lincoln counties is sponsoring legislation to abolish language in the Missouri Constitution that prohibits public funding for religious groups to operate schools. Rupp calls the ban outdated and discriminatory against religious institutions. He says religious schools could help educate students in unaccredited districts if they got state funding. Schools in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Riverview Gardens in St. Louis County are unaccredited. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.